Pipe Network presents.
Greetings to each and every one of you. Thank you very much for watching our pilot episode, Only in the Philippines with Nick Satori Jr. Today is our second episode, and we will be discussing why Filipinos spend so much when it comes to Christmas and festivities. Bakit nga ba magastos ang mga Pilipino pagdating sa Pasko? No? And can this become part of a mental health problem? Joining me today will be Sergeant Lloyd Luna, ang pambansang inspirasyon ng Pilipinas, as well as Ricky Ducas, one of the mental health advocates in Baguio City. I hope that you follow us in YouTube, Facebook, Spotify. The links are in the description below. See you then. Okay, good evening everyone to all our viewers Only in the Philippines with Nick Satori Jr. Right now, I am with Sergeant Lloyd Luna, an inspirational speaker, no, the founder of Sales Institute and Step Back Leadership. I'm also with Ricky Ducas. No, he is a motivational speaker and discusses about mental health. Yan, tinutulungan natin. So, magandang gabi, Sergeant Lloyd.
Hello, magandang gabi sa inyo lahat. Nick, thank you so much for having me. I'm sure wala ka masyadong maraming choice, so you got me. But thank you. Sir Rick, hello. Nice to see you as well.
There you go. Yan. And of course, Sir Ricky, good evening. Magandang gabi po sa inyo, sir.
Magandang gabi po, Sir Nick, at sa mga tagapakinig ninyo. Isang karangalan po ang makasama si Sir Lloyd and kayo, Sir Nick, para po sa isang malaman at napapanahong balitaktakan ngayong December.
Oo, yes. Saktong-sakto na nabanggit mo ang December. Now, this December, Christmas is coming. But here in the Philippines, Christmas does not start during December. As early as September 1, nagbabatian na tayo, no? Lumalabas na, no, ang mga Christmas carols, nagbabatian na ng Merry Christmas. At of course, hindi natin makakalimutan, kada September nagpapakita na si Jose Marichan. Andiyan na siya, no? And bakit nga ba, no, Sir Lloyd, na dito lang sa Pilipinas, sa buong Asia, sa Pilipinas, napakaaga ang Pasko? Why only here in the Philippines that Christmas is so early?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I am part of the system and so are you. So probably yun din yung tanong ko sa inyo. Para-parehas tayo na yung ito yung naging tradition, eh hindi ko alam kung paano sasagutin yung tanong na yan. But in hindsight, tingin ko this is highly influenced by yung ating kultura ng celebration, ano? Noong sinaunang panahon, our communities have always been about celebration. So up there in the Cordillera, kapag ka ikaw ay mag-harvest, may celebration. Pag magtatanim or bago magtanim, may celebration. Kapag ka may kakasal, may celebration. So many, many, many centuries back, talagang life is about celebration. Even during the Christianity period, no?
Talagang
life is about celebration. In fact, when Jesus Christ walked the earth, eh talagang tungkol sa celebration lagi yung buhay niya. So mababasa niyo yan, laging celebration. But during this Spanish conquer of our country, dito talaga yung mga piyesta-piyesta. So in other words, talagang naging part ng kultura na natin na hindi pa pwedeng hindi mag-celebrate.
Mag-celebrate.
So in hindsight, mayroon ka o wala ka, you will have to celebrate. Otherwise, ostracized ka sa community or
kitain
or, you know, you're a loser or something. So celebrate even if you don't have the money anyway. It will come.
It will come. Ang laking bagay, Sir Ning, sabi niyo kanina that we were colonized by the Spaniards and we were colonized by 333 years. And this has influenced us, Filipinos, in celebrating festivities, mga fiesta. Pero sir, ba't yun nga, no? Ba't ang tagal? Ba't sa atin lang yung sobrang tagal? Is it because nakuha rin natin sa kanila? Or
well, Filipinos in general kasi hindi very social tayo. We are unlike other Asian countries or any other countries in the world na sobrang busy nila. Parang mga Pilipino, parang hindi busy. Parang ang sa atin...
Maraming time.
Parang chill-chill lang tayo, di ba, sa Ricky? Parang sa atin is, you know, kung pwede lang na January ka mag-start ng Christmas, by all means, we will do that. But we settled sa simula ng BRRRR, so okay na yun. But as we are social, mga Pilipino, I think doon talaga pumapasok yung spirit kasi hindi kasi tayo yung, ano, hindi tayo yung basta lang Christian country. We are the number one Christian country in Asia. Okay. So, pag Adviento pa lang, bago pa, hindi pa sinisilang ang Kristo, eh. Diyos ko, nag-start na tayo dyan. So, tingin ko yung pagiging social ng Pilipino. They want to get involved. They want to make their neighbors feel na part sila ng isang community celebrating this. Nandun tayo sa preparatory stage kung saan parang hindi pa pwedeng hindi tayo maghanda. Yun yung ano. At again, to balik ito dun sa kaugalian because again, if you're going to go to other countries, Asian countries and all, hindi naman sila ganun naghahanda. But sa atin kasi, this is probably the most important celebration in our Christian lives. Itong Kapaskuhan. That's why we really put premium dito.
Ayun. Oo nga. So, perfectly said. Sir, sa atin, no, Sir Ricky, for us as Cordillerans, is it also the same here in the mountains, dito po sa atin in the Cordillerans na, do we have that the same culture in spending during Christmas and festivities? Like the people of the lowlands.
Yes, oo, mas mayaman ang kultura natin dito sa Cordillera, no? When we talk about culture, even makikita natin dito pag sa farming, meron tayong festivity, you have to yung mga paniniwala ng mga ating mga ninuno or we call them panglakayan or yung mga tinitingala or the elders, no? And for example, in Sagada itself, the politician cannot decide kung wala yung no?
Yes,
so,
yes, exactly.
Very important. And we can see also the festivities during hindi lang sa harvest, sa grieving process, sa marriage lalo, and of course, majority nito. Basta when we talk about family, dito sa Cordillera, ayan, talagang magbibigay sila ng, or maglalabas talaga yan para lang ma-implement nila or magawa nila yung tradisyon na parte ng kultura nila. Kaya I agree na hindi naman lang siguro dito sa Cordillera or dito sa Mountain Province, we observe na halos lahat is not just siguro depende. Ayan, depende na lang siguro kung papaano i-celebrate, ano yung mga sinis-celebrate, no? Mga tulad ng mga ganong mga bagay-bagay.
Exactly, sir. So, we do have the same culture in the Cordilleras, although we have a different like festivities that we are celebrating. Kasi like for the Catholics, sineselebrate lahat ng santo. Merong araw yan, no? For us in the Cordilleras, during weddings, during death, and then we have our kanyaw, and kanyaws are even categorized into different categories. Kung mag-aabroad ka, magpapakanyaw ka, pag nagkasakit ka, magpapakanyaw ka, no? So etong mga to, we consider this as part of celebration in the Cordilleras.
Yes, oo, agree ako, Sir Nick, no? Na those are talaga na there's something that in a festivity can give to your mental health, no? Kasi it's conscious kasi eh. Unconscious na, there's an unconscious effect when we do these celebrations, no? When we do these such gatherings. So, parte siya. When we talk about mental health, if it's part of the culture, it's valid.
It's valid.
Yes, it's valid.
So it's okay. It's okay na maging magastos pagka Pasko. Parang ganun, no?
Yan ang gusto natin. However, if these festivities cause you distress, it's not also healthy.
Oo.
It caused you personally a distress in preparation, in everything. It's not healthy anymore. So we have to be realistic when it comes to festivities. We have to be realistic when it comes to spending. It's okay if it's part of our culture. In psychiatry, in nursing psychiatry, it's valid really na if it's connected to culture, it's okay to celebrate. If you feel that this kanyaw can heal you, can heal your brokenness, can heal your emotional distress, then so be it. However,
yes.
Oo, however, yun nga ang sinasabi natin in psychology din, sinasabi din. But if it causes you distress in preparation, in financial obligation, no, in people, no, sa mismo mga tao na nakapaligid sa iyo, na gusto mo bang gawin yung festivity na to kasama tong mga taong to that causes you distress, di ba? Mm-hmm. So maraming considerations yan. So that's the time. There's a what we call a mental health concern na.
Yes. So, yun yung kay Sir Lloyd bilang isang go negosyo mentor and isang sales expert as well. So, nakikita ba natin, sir, that etong kultura na sinasabi niyo, sir, na pagiging the spending pattern culture of the Filipinos and Filipinos being festive, no? Magastos, galante, kada Pasko. Sa tingin niyo, sir, this is a negative or a positive thing when we're talking about in this generation, in the 2021 era?
Well, siguro kailangan natin categorize kung ano yung culturally valid at saka yung yabang lang, ano, saka yung wag lang mapag-ingan, saka yung parang nagmumukha silang mahirap, so kailangan nilang mag-spend ng marami kahit wala na silang i-spend. So lagyan natin ng distinction kung ano yung culturally valid at hindi. So karamihan ngayon, especially in the city, and you're calling us lowlanders, thank you. Thank you, Highlanders. Dito sa atin, hindi siya yung culture na culture eh. Diyan kasi sa inyo, sa taas, you are celebrating as a community. Talagang magkakapitbahay, magkakamag-anak dito. Dito naman celebration is hindi, magkakalayo. Yung iba nasa village, yung iba nasa simpleng barangay lang. Isa. So, in other words, this is different culturally.
Yes.
Doon sa inyo dyan, culturally dyan. So, kaya ko sinasabi yun because iba kasi yung kultura doon sa parang nakagawian na lang. And I firmly believe na itong nangyayari dito sa lowland is nakagawian na lang. Kumbaga parang hindi siya part really ng culture, pero nakagawian. And that causes the mental stress, Sir Ricky, ano? Yung nakagawian eh. Kasi parang expected na sa'yo, nagagastos ka eh. If you don't spend, mukha kang kahiyahiya. So hindi siya yung kultura. But again, we were forced by the past circumstances, again, which is not necessarily culture, but rather is nakagawian. So when something is expected of you and you don't deliver, nakakahiya. And again, papalik dun sa isang konsepto ng buhay na, you know, if you disappoint, nakakahiya. May masasabi si ganito, may masasabi si ganito. Uh-huh. You know, hindi mo matatanggap, hindi ikaw yon. So talagang, you know, wala ka na nagastos ka, hindi pa pwede. Kasi yung kapitbahay ko gumastos. Kasi sa ganito gumastos, bumili siya ng bagong cellphone, bumili siya ng bagong computer. So dapat bibili din ako, maganda yung damit niya, dapat maganda yung damit ko. Yung relo niya, bago din yung relo ko. And this is not really cultural if you're going to talk about it. I think this is nakagawian. And our societies force that. You know why? As a sales expert, he introduced me as a sales expert. Biktima kayo ng tinatawag nating consumerism.
Marketing, yeah.
Biktima kayo. I mean, well, ako na rin. Sama ko na sarili ko. Baka sanin.
Nagsashopee ka rin, Chero.
not me, but you know. Someone. Aga, taga-pick up lang ako ng delivery. No? Sana yung delivery na no?
This is Mike and Ham from Please Pause. Meron kaming munting podcast where we talk about all things TV and film. And despite that, surprisingly, we are still married.
Control freak ka kasi sa podcast na to.
30 seconds lang po ang meron tayo. Pakibilisan.
From blockbusters to classics, superheroes to love teams, hit series to teleseries, join us as we have meaningful and meaningless conversations on the stuff we watched. Someday, mababago ka rin ang tagline na yan.
Check out Please Pause on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other major podcast platforms.
See you there!
But we were victim of that. Wala naman kasing gagawin yung mga companies and organizations other than, you know, to sell what they have. Ginawa nila yung products eh, or service. So they will have to sell it. At tayo bilang mga Pilipino, because na sales stock tayo, talagang bibili tayo.
Yes.
So again, ito yung buhol-buhol na kasi ito eh. So kung ikakabit mo ito, tulad sinasabi ni Sir Ricky na culturally valid, ay sa akin hindi na ito culturally valid. Ito ay parang ano na lang, parang, you know, para wala silang masabi tungkol sa akin. And I have to prove na, you know, I'm okay ngayong taon. So, we have 13 months, spend it somewhere. Diba? Mag-treat ka, mag-libre ka, magbigay ka ng mga regalo na kahit na...
na kahit walang wala.
Kahit walang wala ka na, magbigay ka pa din. So, again, that in that premise, I think yun yung nagko-cause ng mental stress which leads to mental health problems. Because of that too much expectation and you want to deliver but you simply cannot, but you force yourself to deliver nonetheless, and then it becomes, you know, it becomes that sinasabi ko na nakagawian, not necessarily kultura.
So makikita natin there are two conflict, and not necessarily conflicting, but we have put it in a proper perspective or proper narrative that if it becomes part of the culture, sabi ni Sir Ricky, it is okay. Like the kanyaos, no, the daeungs, and the other festivities that the Cordilleranos celebrate or the other Filipinos celebrate when it comes as part of culture.
Now, idadagdag ko lang. Dati, ang sineselebrate lang naman kasal.
Kasal lang.
Eh, mantakin mo ngayon.
Pati divorce ngayon. Legal separation.
Hindi ko sure yan. Hindi ko kiniklip. Nakakala ka dyan. Pero Nick, debut, 18 years. Mani, 7 years old. Ngayon, meron na.
Yes.
Gaano ka bata pa natin ko sa wedding? Nagdadagdag tayo.
Baby showers.
Shower. Ano? Gender reveal.
Gender reveals, yes.
I mean, these are the things. Tell me, part sa ng kultura natin, meron siyang cultural basis. Sir Ricky, meron ba siyang cultural basis kung bakit dapat 7 and then 18? Kung bakit dapat may gender reveal? I tell you, wala akong masamang tinapay doon sa mga gumagawa niya.
Uh-huh.
And if you have enough, more than enough, by all means do that. But again, mayroon akong reservation at mayroon akong advice if you are doing that just for the sake of, you know, other friends are doing it or family members are doing it and I can't, but you know, they are doing it, so I'm going to do it nonetheless. Because again, sasabihin natin dito sa programang ito, it's not going to help you moving forward. Siya yung magbabaw, siya yung magbibigay sa iyo ng mental stress na that will lead to unproductivity or what, disorientation, loss of focus, and many others, including health-related problems na related sa mental health. Right? Indigestion, stress. I tell you, I can spend the entire program discussing that, but I'm shutting my mouth.
Yeah, very well said, sir. Yes, Sir Iggy, go ahead. Yes.
You know what, Sir Lloyd? That's very true. I agree with Sir Lloyd, no? He just presented what is reality. And we talk about mental health. You have to present the reality.
Uh-huh.
Presenting reality can ground the people, can ground everyone physically and emotionally. When you are grounded physically and emotionally, you can avoid what we call the impulsive disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So naging impulsive na tayo. If you are impulsive, then hanggang sa paggastos, no?
Yes.
Tama, you agree everything with what Sir Lloyd does, yes. No, we have to put boundaries. So we have to differentiate part of the culture or nakasanayan natin. And yung mga panayan natin, yun ang nakikita natin na yumayabong. Pero yung culture natin, yun yung namamatay.
Ah, yes.
Gusto ko yun.
Maganda yun.
Oh, ang case dyan, yung supposed to be namamatay, ang dapat binubuhay.
Correct.
Yes, the culture.
Uh-huh. But again, papasok dyan yung greed ng ating mga corporations. No? Talagang magpuproduce ng marami ng mga stocks.
Mass production. Yeah.
Production. They will have to sell. So whatever is necessary, maubo.
Marketing.
Para lumaki pa ng lumaki. So we are talking, but again, wala akong problema dun sa mga nagbibenta. But you know, ako kung ako may nagbibenta, may produkto, kailangan ko din ibenta eh.
Yeah. Trinitrain mo ka rin si sir. Trinitrain mo yung mga salesman nila eh, para magbenta eh. No?
That's why I'm sorry.
Yes. So titignan natin ngayon, no? One factor din, why Filipinos spend so much, especially dun sa generation ngayon, is itong influx ng TikTok, influx ng social media, na yung sinasabi nga ni Lloyd kanina, no, na naiinggit sila sa kapitbahay nila, nakita nila, nakapost sa Instagram, they go to places that are Instagrammable, and then sila nasa bahay lang. So,
yeah, I understand, Nick. That's why I'm here at the Hilton Clark, for your audience to see that I'm living a luxurious life, even if I am not rich. So this is what you mean, right?
Exactly. That is exactly what I mean. So makikita natin, no, that katuling sinasabi ni, we need to have a balance. Am I correct, no, masters? We need to have a balance, and yung sabi ni Lloyd kanina ni Sergeant Lloyd, that we spend, no, yung kaya lang natin at hindi yung yabang. Ito ba, Sergeant Lloyd, yung sinasabi mo na ang kategory ng yabang at yung kaya? Yung yabang, yung talagang gastos lang. Meron lang pang Facebook, pang Instagram, no? And marami tayong mga kilalang ganyan, no?
Wag mo, Nico. Wag mo magpapalagay ng pangalan, ha?
Wag.
Because, you know, I have a list.
Yes. So, ito yung question. So, what can we advise now? Our viewers right now from Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao, no? Ano ngayon ang pwede nating i-advise sa kanila? No? Knowing this, that spending so much during festivities is actually harmful in a way, unless it is part of the culture. So, Sergeant Lloyd, what do you think? What can you say to our viewers?
Wala naman. Ikaw, Prof. Professor, Doctor, ano na ba ito? Wala naman. So, yan. Pass.
Pass.
Hindi, sige. Siyempre, meron ito naman. Hindi ka naman mabiro. Okay, huwag kayong magtampo ka agad, ha? Meron yan. Natalino kung ito, hindi pwedeng wala. Sorry. Yun yung yabang na part. Aha. Look, unfortunately, kahit napakaganda ng podcast program mo, Nick, there's no way na sa isang program, they will get it.
Yeah.
One advice cannot cut it. Mm-hmm. I tell you why. This is part of our upbringing. This is part of our programming. This is part of our culture. Hindi kasi ito pwedeng sabihin ko na huwag kang maging magastos, tigilan mo na yung pagyayabang. Kasi all your life, kung mayabang ka, ang hirap tigilan na. Kung pa-show off ka lang ng pa-show off, hindi yan. So therefore, siguro, I think ang magandang advice would be self-reflection. Which is, again, difficult because, you know, pag nag-self-reflect ka, basically you're trying to critique yourself, right?
Uh-huh.
And for sure, you are not going to admit.
To evaluate yourself, yeah.
In the first place, hindi ka mali, di ba? I mean, tayong tatlo ang mali. The rest, and the rest mali. Pero sila, eh baka tama sila. Nasasabihin pa niya sa atin, tayong tatlo, cultural pa kayo nalalaman, wala lang kayo mga pera, kaya hindi kayo makapag-celebrate, etc. But anyway, thank you, bashers, for that. But this is a bring. So reflect. What are the things that matter to you really? ano yung nagmamatter sa'yo? Because if what matters to you, for example, is simply serving your ego, serving yourself, and making your reputation stand out, mag-stand out reputation mo na na maapektuhan yung mismong mental health and financial capability mo, I think you have to draw the line. Because outright, I'm not saying it's wrong, but it's not even harmful. I think it's more disastrous than harmful. And it's going to take you long before you realize na mali ka, at kapag ka na-realize mo yun, masyado ka nang nakabaon. Siguro ito si Ricky yung...
Lubog ka na.
Sila, no? At kapag ka nakabaon ka na, masyado ka nang malalim, all the more na mahihirapan kang tanggapin.
Mm-hmm.
So more often than not, people simply pinatutunayan nila yung pagkakamali nila by making other people believe that they are right, even if they are wrong. And they know it's they are wrong, but nonetheless, they want to make you see they are right. So nakaroon kahiyaan na. Ito siguro yung sinasabi ng kahiyaan na. Ito na ako. So mag-show off na ako dire-diretso. So self-reflect. Ask the question, what matters to me really? Because as we speak right now, what matters to me is basically these two kids that I have with me, my family. That's why the entire year I decided to set up a holdings company. I decided to put up several other companies under the holdings company. Right now I'm preparing these legal documents so that madali na yung inheritance nitong dalawang sikiting.
Wow, sana all.
Diba? So, nag-transgress na siya sa akin. Kumbaga parang, although alam mo naman, Nick, na wala talaga akong luho maliban sa magmahal. So, yeah, because that's what matters to me right now. What matters to me is, you know, helping people, small entrepreneurs, have their own systems and, you know, improve and make more for themselves and for the people that they serve. So that, yun ang nagmamatter sa akin. So, ako, mag-expect ka sa akin na grandeng celebration, Rolex na relo. Hindi. Will I buy it? No! Why? Wala rin pambili. But anyway, hello, sponsors. Pwede magpadala. Wala akong pambili, pwede magpadala. Susuot ko yan, basta ibigay sa akin. But, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to priority spending for something that will just make me look, you know, I'm better and I'm ahead and I am richer or whatever. Because that's not part of my upbringing. That's not part of my personal culture. That's not part of who I am. And if it's not part of who I am, I'm not going to do it. Even if I have the resources to do that, I'm not going to do it.
So, yes, I agree. So it becomes part of behavior, your upbringing mo na yan, ikaw na yan. So pag pinilit mo, you feel kind of different, no? Exactly. So Sir Ricky, now going back to that question, to the same question, so what now can you advise to our viewers of different ages, no? We have, meron po tayong mga millennials dito, we also have the younger generations here, no? So what can you advise them when it comes to spending patterns in festivities and during Christmas?
Nakikinig ako sa sinasabi ni Sir Lloyd, no? Totoo yun, no? You cannot give
an walang advice. Pambili? Ay, sorry. Akala ko yung walang pambili.
We don't give advice. As a psychiatric nurse, we don't give advice. Because we can process, yes, but we cannot give advice. Okay? In processing a person, here are the things na lumabas kapag mga ganitong situation. Number one, tama si Sir, self-reflection or self-awareness. Know yourself, no? Accept if you know yourself. No? Knowing yourself is self-care, no? Then second is when you talk about mental health, to avoid those kinds of distress that brought about by external factors. External factors are the things that you cannot control. And we in a mental health, we can only focus on the things that you can control. Number one is your emotion and number two is your behavior. If there's external factors, like for example, Christmas, you cannot move Christmas. You cannot remove Christmas. No. So, you cannot do something about it. But you can do something with those internal factors, which is your emotions and your behavior. Now, when you go to your emotion, are you happy during Christmas? Check. Sobrang happy ka ba? Kung sobrang happy ka ba, ka super spending ka. Pag too down naman yung emotion mo, baka hindi mo rin alam kung anong difference ng depression, loneliness, sadness, di ba? Na binibigay ito na ito. So, you have to be aware of your emotions. Now, if you are aware of your emotions because you reflect, you are self-aware, then you know how to deal with those emotions. How to deal with emotions? Accept it. Accept na lonely ka. Accept na sad ka. Mm-hmm. But know the difference between sad, lonely, depression, and to cheerful and happiness.
Yun.
Okay? Now, because this will cause a change on how you will deal with these things because of your behavior, because that's only what you can control. Okay? And lastly, right now, since pandemic, what we have learned from this pandemic is that values is more important and the needs for survival, not our wants. Yun na yung pinaka kwan. When we talk about mental health, kasi we have to have a positive digestion on the negative things that is happening right now. So yun yung mga bagay na na-process na prinoseso natin, pero hindi to advice, prinoseso ito ng mga tao na mas nakakarami, at yun yung natutunan. At sinishare ko lang yung proseso na ito para baka sa iba na nakikinig at prinisent na ni Sir Lloyd lahat ng realidad, no? Lahat yung sinabi niya, realidad yun, kung anong priority mo ngayon. Kung priority mo ngayon is mag-spend and it can make you happy, pero you're living beyond your means and it create this stress. And sooner or later, hindi mo ka na makabayad sa credit card, naging anxiety. Then if anxiety comes in, naging mental illness, no? Then mental illness, mental disorder, and mental disability.
Hanggang ano yan, Sir Ricky? Hanggang cancer?
Yes.
So, ang ganda nung sabi niyo, Sir Ricky, kanina, no? Na we need to accept loneliness. At hindi rin natin pwedeng ipagkaila na meron tayong tinatawag na Christmas blues or Christmas depression.
Hey folks, my name is Rajiv Doraiswamy and I'm the host of The Rajiv Show. Check out The Rajiv Show at The Rajiv Show both on Facebook and Instagram, and new episodes will be released every Wednesdays. Cheers, folks, and stay safe.
For me personally, my close cousin died on the 23rd. No, so every time na nagde-December 23, no, it's being a hard time for the family. And yung sabi mo ano, na the one factor to move on is to accept it. And yes, you will be lonely. Yes, you will undergo the process. No, yes, you will be sad. But as long as you go through the process, ganun talaga eh. It's reality, it's life, no? And yung mga iba kasi nagiging depression siya because it sinks in, no? Yung sabi niya, starts with loneliness, goes to anxiety, depression, mental disorder, no? Ganun yung nangyayaring process. And minsan nakakaawa pa, hindi sa kasi sa kanila nadidepress sila dahil lang yung kaklase nila may bagong sapatos, sila wala. Dahil yung iba, no, binigyan ng tatay niya ng bagong laruan, sila wala. And that causes mental problems, especially in this generation.
Sir Nick, no? Napaka-importante na habang bata pa sila, tinuturuan na natin sila ng self-awareness.
Self-awareness, no?
Because if they're self-aware, they know kung kasi ganito, if they're self-aware, malalaman nila na kung ano nakakasakit sa kanya, ay maaaring hindi nakakasakit sa iba. At kung ano nakakasakit sa iba, ay maaaring hindi nakakasakit sa kanya. That's what I mean. So yung mga bagay na to, dapat ituturo na habang bata pa. Na kung anong meron nila, maaaring mula sa atin, pero nabubuhay pa rin tayo at masaya tayo. Maaaring yung nasa
kanila,
kasi doon sila masaya. Okay? So ganun naman when it comes to material.
I-connect ko lang, i-connect ko lang dyan yung dito sa aking daughter, firstborn. Kasi ito, hindi namin nire-restrict talaga siya manood social media, TikTok and all. Talaga pinapanood niya lahat. But if there's anything, I think, knowingly or unknowingly, or nasa genes lang talaga, nagtatanong siya kung good or bad yung kanyang napapanood. So yung self-awareness na sinasabi ni Sir Ricky dito, I think is really important, especially dito sa mga bata na ito. It's not always good if when we restrict them. Kasi may magpupumiglas dyan eh. And I think karamihan naman nagre-rebelde is because of the restriction. No?
Restriction.
Not saying that it doesn't work. I mean, at some point, siguro it works. But you know, yung free sila, siguro it's being responsible. It's teaching them how to be responsible and accountable rather than teaching them how to restrict themselves.
Okay.
Because you know, responsibility, when they are when they feel responsible, mas na-appreciate nila yung
mas engage sila, no?
Sila, and then mas appreciate nila yung process. Kasi pinag-usapan lang, this is a process eh. Kaya yun sinasabi ko na again, upbringing. I was driving from Makati to here sa Pampanga, at sinasabi ko doon, nakikita namin mga malalawak na palayan. Sabi ko, oh, it's a farm, do you want to stay there? Yes, but I would like to build a mansion, sabi nung ating anak. Mansion doon ka. So sabi, how are you going to do that? Sabi niya, I'm not going to waste money. So ngayon, meron na siyang idea na if I were to do that, and then kailangan akong maging frugal, kailangan akong maging mag-save, hindi ako pwede. And the reason I also said that is because ito ha, yung kanyang cellphone ay pag ikinlik mo yung isang, yung GCash or something, automatic makakabili siya ng credit dun sa nilalaro niya. Pero kahit yung 59 pesos, bago niya i-click yun, maghihingi pa siya ng permission sa amin. Pero hindi namin siya nare-require na maghihingi ng permission. But then again, nag-iisip siya. So ito yung siguro, Sir Ricky, yung sinasabi mo na habang nandito pa sila sa formative stage, they have to be guided. Hindi magiging perfect to. I'm sure hindi magiging perfect. At some point, marirealize niya itong pangalan na, hey, parang lugi ako dito sa deal na ito. But you know, I don't know. We don't know yet. But as it is right now, I'm happy na meron siyang ganung level of awareness as much as our topic is concerned.
Yes, exactly.
Let me add, Sir Nick, no?
Go ahead.
I have a client, no? Who went to King and together with the mom and her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Then, going back to what we call the restriction of things can give a negative emotion. And if this negative emotion comes into anger, the tendency here is that yung bata maghahanap ng way para may anger. Alam mo ginawa niya? Ginamit niya yung ginawa ng bata para may labas yung anger niya sa nanay. Restrictive. Ang ginawa ng bata, yung sa Shopee, kinuha ng anak yung credit card, nag-Shopee hanggang nag-cost 50,000 pesos. At ang pinagbibili ng bata ay mga BTS memorabilia. So, yun yung sasabi natin. Children can, when we talk about children, they will find ways on how to exhaust their emotion, on how to bring out their emotions, mm-hmm. no? In unhealthy way.
Right. Gosh. The mother should have been really emotional.
And totally different rin kasi upbringing ng in this generation and yung generation natin. Kasi noon, pag tinignan ka, matakot ka na, makuha ka sa tingin. No? It's either lahat na yata ng pamalo mula walis tambo. No? Kulang na lang, bakal. Eh. Yan. Yan yung difference now. No, does that hindi na siya working ang mga ganon na disciplinary actions?
Yeah, but that's why I think, as a matter of fact, mas lalong nire-require sa atin mga millennial parents, guilty, nire-require sa atin to make use of what we know to connect.
Yes.
hindi ko sure kung may magagali sa akin if I say na, you know, the generation of my parents. Hopefully, hindi sila nanonood. I saw how disconnected they are doon sa grandparents ko. Disconnected, not really in a bad way, but disconnected na yung sinasabi mo na isang tingin lang, makuha ka sa tingin, etc. Because I thought may level of fear during their generation. Yung sinasabi may pamalo eh. Ito ngayon, wala ka ng pamalo. Kasi, try mo pumalo, no?
Kalaboso ka ba?
Kalaboso ka. No?
Child abuse.
Yung challenge sa generation natin, mga parents na millennial, mga bata-bata, I think is to channel that what we have known, what we have learned in the process, now that we are social, use the language, use the experience that we had prior to make sure na ma-influence mo pa din next generation. I think gone are the days na ipipilit natin yung atin na maging future nung present ng ating mga kids. Because it doesn't make any sense. Tinry ng parents namin, tinry ng parents nating lahat na i-insist na this is the way to go. And look where it brought us. We did not comply. Tayo ay lumabag at ngayon may sarili tayong future. And now, if you are going to do the same dun sa next generation, it doesn't make any sense. So instead of telling them where to go, tell them what to do para makarating sa lugar kung saan nila gusto.
That would
make yes. Better.
Exactly. Very well said. No? So, it seems that we're almost running out of time. Lahat ng mga viewers natin, no, will be waiting for your comments. Now you could also message us. Hi, Sky. Hello.
And this is the frugal daughter.
Ang kwento natin ngayon is, Sir Ricky, no, if ever na merong mag-reach out sa inyo, saan ba kayo pwedeng tawagan, i-message, or do you have a website?
Okay. Thank you, sir. And yes, pwede tayong mag-contact, no? Sa pamamagitan po ng Facebook private page na Anxiety and Depression Support Group Baguio City. And meron din po tayo sa Baguio office, City Health Services Office, Mental Health Department. Ayan.
Ayun. Thank you very much. And yes, Sergeant Lloyd Luna, the motivational speaker, ang pambansang, no? Inspirasyon. Sergeant Lloyd Luna, saan kayo pwedeng kontakin? Tignan, website ba, sir?
Kung sakali. Sa bahay. Nick, pwede sila pumunta sa bahay.
Sige, sir. Paplan ng address.
Bahay talaga. Anyway, please go to lloydluna.com. All information naman ay nandun. And also, pwede sila magpunta sa... too strong. Pwede sila magpunta social media accounts, profiles, if they have some questions to ask. So, yeah. Thank you, Nick, for giving me this opportunity. I have been wanting to be in your show. Not really true, but you know, it's true.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, Ricky, thank you so much sa experience na ito. Dalawin ka namin dyan minsan sa Baguio.
Napakasaya at na ang saya ng usapan natin.
Nabalitaan ko na ikaw ang gumagasa sa antigen dyan pag may bisita ka. So.
Ayan, okay. So, Ricky, thank you very much for this evening. Thank you very much. As much as we would like to continue this conversation, but maybe we could have a next session. Ayan, maraming salamat, Sir Ricky. Thank you very much, Sergeant Lloyd Duna, for your time. And thank you very much for the discussion. Ayan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching on YouTube or listening on Spotify. Don't forget to like this video and subscribe to the Pipe Network YouTube channel. Also, like the Pipe Network Facebook page as well as the Only in the Philippines with Nick Satur Jr. Facebook group.